Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's talk a little more Josh Allen with one of our favorites. Joining us in the sports bar is Chris Trapasso, CBSSports.com. Doing amazing work in the 585. Hey, Chris, how are you, bud?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, Chris, really appreciate your time. Chris, your thoughts on Josh Allen, and, you know, again, it's hard to criticize the guy.
Can I just say what I said? Not to interrupt you, Gene, but Chris, tell me if you're on board with me when I say, whatever your thoughts are on Josh Allen, yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. That is of the perfect short way to describe anyone's feelings on Josh Allen at this point. That is, he still erratic at times? Does he still reverse his field three times in the backfield? Maybe throwing an ill-advised pass downfield or making a big play? Yes. Can he throw accurately at all levels of the field from the pocket? Yes. The scrambling is still there. And we know now, even from his rookie year, he shows up big in fourth quarters. I think the Bills will certainly want him to continue to do that. But for a lot of young quarterbacks, it takes until year three or year four before they can really raise the level of their play in those critical moments, regardless of opponent. When you're down in the NFL, we've seen the Chiefs play in some close games. The Saints are 1-2. The Texans are 0-3 playing in tight games. That's when your franchise quarterback has to take that next step, elevate not only his play, but just what everyone around him is capable of doing on the field. And for two straight weeks, and going back to last season and even his rookie year, Josh Allen has shown that he can do that.
Chris, about his ability to extend plays, and we kind of use maybe Ben Roethlisberger as the, you know, the example that here's a quarterback that's big and kind of move around. But Chris, my eyes are telling me that Josh Allen's ability to extend plays, it's remarkable.
Yeah, I think maybe not in Western New York, but I think nationally, even maybe going into this season and maybe until yesterday, it was kind of being undersold just how good of an athlete Josh Allen is, maybe because he wasn't the first overall pick or he's coming from Wyoming. But at 6'5 and like probably 250 pounds, not only just how much ground he covers with his strides, but his ability to just elude these super athletic safeties coming on blitzes and linebackers and Aaron Donald in the backfield. Aaron Donald got him a few times. There was four or five other reps rewatching the game where Aaron Donald, the future first ballot Hall of Famer, the best defender in the NFL, is running free at Josh Allen. He's smaller. He has all the athleticism you'd ever want in a defensive tackle. And Josh Allen just makes the miss, extends the play, and makes those plays down the field. And there were a few ill-advised throws after that, but so much of what Josh Allen can do and what has raised him from being a pretty good quarterback to, in these first three games, an elite quarterback, is the plays that he's making outside of the structure, along with the pinpoint throws when he's in rhythm within those first 2.5 seconds after he catches the snap.
He's Chris Trapasso, CBSSports.com, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Chris, I know that we can't get inside the mind of Josh Allen, but I do want to talk about his mental game, because I think it was, you know, kind of telling yesterday for the first time, and I think I don't know that I've seen Josh Allen that frustrated or that upset on the sideline when things weren't going his way in the third and fourth quarter of that game, yet he was able to kind of pull it together, short memory, and make the plays that he needed to make down the stretch. Did you know that Josh Allen had that much of a competitive spirit, that much of an intensity and drive and fire inside? We really saw it on display yesterday.
Yeah, we certainly did. But going back, and I always revert back to watching him in college, that you saw those type of plays at Wyoming in his years as a starter there, that extending plays, diving for a third down, a third and long where he had to scramble and was unafraid to take a hit down the field. And certainly I think at times, and Bills fans know this, you guys know this, like I said, he can maybe overextend the play, so to speak. But I think his competitive spirit, his drive, was probably a factor in the Bills trading up and picking him at number 7 overall, because you love the physical traits that are through the roof, and the fact that he has such a competitive spirit that if it's 3rd and 22 and he doesn't like what he sees right away, he can step up, slide to his right, and then throw a bullet, and everything kind of comes together. The arm strength, the mobility, the competitive spirit to then pick up that first down and continue the drive and, you know, ultimately save that game for the Bills. That 3rd and 22 conversion kind of encapsulated what Josh Allen can do on the football field. But yeah, that was never a question watching him at Wyoming and in his first two seasons in Buffalo, that he will play to the final gun. And it doesn't matter if it's 3rd and 22 or if they're, you know, there's 15 seconds and they're on the goal line, he will give it every ounce of what he has every week.
Does he need to learn when to eat a sack? I'm watching him a few times yesterday where, yeah, in one of those penalties there, face masking a Ram defender there, Chris. I mean, is there something to be said when hey, throw the ball away here, Josh, or just go down here. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, just coming off that last answer, that his competitive spirit, his will to win, his trust in his own abilities to extend plays, and I think he has got more faith in his accuracy throwing on the run now. So I think that's why we saw even more ad-libbing from him. But what's been so good about Josh Allen, because he was, and I think Brandon Bean would tell you this, he was very raw coming into the NFL. And he has been very okay with having coaching tell him, here's how you have to throw it down the field, you have to change your mechanics a little bit, you can't throw those hero balls all the time. I think that's the one part of his game that you don't want to take it away, because there were so many plays yesterday and in the first 2 weeks outside the pocket, ridiculous throw, moves the chains, or it's a 25-yard gain. But there are times when protection isn't there or the blitz just gets home. Yeah, you can try to use your athleticism, but then after reversing your field once or after dodging one defender, sometimes taking a sack for a 6-yard loss obviously is a lot better then forcing it into double coverage or reversing your field again, and then all of a sudden it's 2nd and 22.
Chris, you scout these quarterbacks all the time. You watch them throughout college. You watch them enter into the draft process and eventually end up in the NFL. And we've seen Josh kind of progress into, you know, let's face it, there's no more debate. He is your franchise quarterback for the Buffalo Bills based on what we've seen so far this season. And even if this season goes horribly wrong from this point on, I think just the promise of what we've seen these first 3 weeks as Bills fans satiates us at least through this season. Mm-hmm. But we aren't seeing it with other quarterbacks that come into this league. It's not an easy thing to happen for other quarterbacks in the league. You could put a lot of it on continuity, I suppose, if you're the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I just look at Sam Darnold with the Jets, and I think, all right, he and Allen worked together with Jordan Palmer this offseason. Well, what did Palmer work on with Darnold? His tan? Because they're not seeing the same thing, and I know that the Jets are a little bit of a tire fire right now compared to where the Bills are, but, you know, what is it about the way the Bills develop Josh Allen that's different than, and why is it so much more challenging for other teams, the Jets, the Giants? I'm worried that you're going to see the same thing happen to the Chargers, even maybe the Bengals with Burrow, who looks, God, he looks good. I just don't want that guy to die his first season in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I've said it multiple times on this show, but I wasn't high on Josh Allen because I did not think that he he was going to ever be able to rein in how competitive he was and how he wanted to extend plays and throw across his body. But especially his second to last year at Wyoming, he had a good offensive line. The accuracy issues were not there. It was Wyoming against Iowa in that first game of his final season, completely overwhelmed offensive line, tried to do too much, fumbled, forced passes that he shouldn't have. His decision-making wasn't good. That's what I saw that needed to really be coached out of him. And a lot of those players that are so good ad-libbing in college, especially if they have the physical traits like Josh Allen, usually don't play any differently once they get to the NFL. And I think in 2018, we saw a lot of those plays from Josh Allen. Last year, not as many, but still there. And we haven't really seen as many this season. But from inside the pocket, anything about his accuracy, he can't hit the broadside of a barn, that was not true for Josh Allen inside the pocket when he was in rhythm. And I think yesterday in that final drive, the first half, especially catching a shotgun snap, looking one way, going the other direction, throwing a fastball, he is a step ahead of where Sam Darnold is. A lot of Sam Darnold's problems at USC, he was throwing interceptions, ill-advised throws, not reading coverage correctly, inaccurately throwing the football from inside the pocket within the structure of the play. And I think, yes, he can be creative too, but he just doesn't have the same physical trait that Josh Allen has. He can make good, you know, good throws on the run, but he's not 6'5". He doesn't have that type of arm. He's not as good throwing on the run. I think just from an individual perspective, that's the biggest difference. We're in a league today, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, so many times we're seeing these quarterbacks make these ridiculous throws while ad-libbing, and I'm counting on my hand. I'm saying, how many quarterbacks could make that throw? And usually an Aaron Rodgers throw, it's only Aaron Rodgers and Carson Wentz, but now you have Allen, you have Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson. You have to be able to win, not just in the pocket like in the old days, but outside the pocket, and Josh Allen excels there, and we've seen him grow from that traditional sense of playing the quarterback position.
Our guest is Chris DiPasso, CBSSports.com. The Bills 35, the Rams 32. Chris, your offense in Buffalo put them up 28-3 in the third quarter. So on the other side of the ball, what is going wrong here with this Buffalo defense right now? Is it the scheme? Is it the personnel? At first blush, how would you break down the problems right now that the Buffalo Bills are having defensively?
Yeah, I've gone back to watch the offense again. I need to watch the defense again. But just on first watch yesterday, I think this is true with both sides of the ball in Buffalo right now, that neither line has particularly played great to start the season. That all the continuity on the offensive line, everyone thought, oh, this is going to be like maybe an elite unit. They've done a lot of shuffling. And the defensive line, a lot of new faces up front with Vernon Butler, Mario Addison, A.J. Epenesa, who I thought did play well yesterday, a lot of new pieces there, and I don't think Quentin Jefferson, a lot of those newer acquisitions have come in and hit the ground running. I don't know if that's just because they're all gelling together. Sean McDermott hasn't found the right kind of rotation or put these players, you know, in the right down and distances or the right matchups on the defensive line. But I think that's where it starts with any Sean McDermott defense, being able to get pressure up front and being able to clog lanes to free those linebackers at the second level. I think what the Rams did, they're a big physical offensive line. They mixed it up. They weren't just running that outside zone. They were using some pulling blockers. I wasn't expecting that. I don't think the Bills were either. So I really think it starts up front with the Bills defense. And I think that with Daryl Henderson running really well, the Rams running back, I think they need to be better in the trenches, getting off blocks, not missing tackles when you make contact at the line of scrimmage. Once we see the Bills' defensive line get better, I think they'll have a ripple effect on the rest of the defense.
Hey, Chris, for a second, talk about the Bills' rookie, and A.J. Epenesa got his first sack yesterday. I saw the play, and I'm like, that kid is way too fast to be one of the normal, like, oh, that's Epenesa. That makes sense. I mean, I didn't realize he had that kind of speed. Also, looked a little bit undersized out there, so I can understand why you might be easing him into your lineup.
Yeah, he played a few more snaps in week three than he did in week two. I counted three quarterback pressures in that game, including that sack. So for someone playing a limited role, a rookie who didn't play in week one, that's a pretty good start. And it's funny you say that because A.J. Epenesa is 6'4 and 275 pounds. So he's a big guy,
but
his frame, he could add 5 to 10 to 15 pounds and be close to 290 without really losing any of that speed. But he does look like kind of skinny. It's weird. I didn't look like that at Iowa because he was just a man amongst boys in the Big Ten. What I like that he's done, and I was kind of zeroing in on him on the defensive side because I wanted to see how this second-round pick would play, really in his first prolonged action of the season or in his NFL career, did a really good job setting the edge. A lot of the run plays that were run in his direction, not just setting the edge, but then being able to get off block. And that's always a difficult task for a defensive lineman because obviously offensive linemen are a lot stronger, have stronger grip strength. So I think, like you said, he's quicker than you would think for 6'4", 275, long arms, knows how to use them well. And if he can continue to play well, maybe even try him a little bit on the inside. They mostly played him at defensive end to get some more pass rush from the interior. That will be, you know, aligning with the Bills' defensive line playing better once this unit kind of gels together and they get the right rotation and get these players, you know, in the best position to succeed.
Not a great day yesterday, and maybe that was because of the line you were mentioning for Tremaine Edmonds coming back after missing week two. Chris, we took a caller, and you've heard this before that, you know, this is I've heard this out there that really the middle linebacker position isn't the destiny here for Tremaine Edmonds. What are your thoughts on that? Where do you think 5 years from now he's playing in this league?
That's a really good question, and I really don't know the answer yet because it's like, kind of a catch-22 in that he's still so young, but he is in his third year in the league, same defense, a defense that saw Luke Kuechly just hit the ground running, defensive rookie of the year, defensive player of the year. I still think, and I remember seeing this at Virginia Tech, he takes a split second too long to recognize the play that's happening in front of him, and the Rams do have a pretty diverse, or they ran a more diverse run offense than I was expecting. Normally it's just a stretch run to the right, stretch run to the left. They did a lot of different things with motion, kind of some misdirection, and he has problems at times wrapping up, that he's such a big linebacker that even though he is 6'4 and 255, he still has to be fundamental. And I think he tends to dive at running backs when he could take another half step and really just wrap them up. He did make some big plays near the line of scrimmage, but there were times where you're wondering, how is this mammoth of a linebacker not making this tackle on a much smaller running back? But I do think, and I was telling this to my friends when I was watching the game yesterday, I think there are times where he doesn't show up in the stat sheet because he's 6'4 and a half, 255, and he's like a soccer goalie standing in the middle of that defense. So I think there are times where he's not, you know, having a pass breakup or an interception, but he's clogging the middle of the field. And I think, again, such a play-action-heavy team like the Rams, he got sucked up a little bit more frequently than he normally does. But expect teams, again, to use more play-action against the Bills because Edmonds' instincts, his play recognition, are still not there yet. He has all the athleticism. He just needs to be a tick faster with his play recognition now into year three.
CBSSports.com draft expert Chris Trapasso, our guest. Chris, one last one for you, because I know you watched a lot of college football on Saturday. What stood out to you? You had LSU going down. Somehow Oklahoma lost. Your thoughts on first week of SEC football and some other things here. What stood out to you?
Yeah, it kind of felt like college football was officially back on Saturday, just with the SEC having that full slate. It was funny. Saturday and then Sunday, college and the NFL, all about offense. I mean, Mississippi State goes for over 600 yards against LSU. Obviously, LSU lost quite a bit of talent. But it's really all about, and I think the Bills are positioned well for this, not just having one or two good wide receivers, but three good pass catchers. Whether that one of those is a tight end, great. But you see it in college and the SEC, there was so much high scoring. Texas Tech was a high scoring game in overtime, and then in the NFL yesterday with the Bills and the Rams, the Seahawks and the Cowboys, you have to be able to score a lot of points. And the teams that just have the one superstar receiver, I think you see those teams having more problems because you can bracket them, you can game plan around them. You need to have a Cole Beasley having 100 yards or Gabriel Davis having 80 yards receiving. And I think after trading for Stephon Diggs to draft two receivers was smart looking ahead at just the evolution of this league by Brandon Bean.
Chris Passo, CBSSports.com, had a great piece on Josh Allen last week. Chris, are you working on anything this week that we can go check out?
I'm actually doing a write-up on Florida tight end Kyle Pitts. If the Bills are interested next year in the draft in a tight end, if Dawson Knox is injured or doesn't have any more development, he's 6'6", looks like a wide receiver, had four touchdowns against Ole Miss. So I'm kind of getting into the draft side of things now with the SEC having started. But anything else the rest of the week, maybe if the Bills continue to win, continue to score points, I can pitch some more Bills articles to my editors in the next coming week.
Always good. Chris, really appreciate the insight. Thanks so much, and let's do this again sometime.
All right, guys, anytime. Thanks.
Chris Prasso, CBSSports.com. You can read his work there covering the NFL draft, college football. He's got his finger on the pulse of all the prospects that are going to be coming out, spending time on Saturdays watching those prospects and then writing about them, doing some great work right here in the 585.
Yeah, it's just so many people were wrong about Josh Allen. When you look back, it's interesting now to kind of look, all right, so yeah, Josh Allen with a bad offensive line in Wyoming didn't do so good against Iowa, the one game that everybody kind of saw. Well, yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievable job of scouting by Brandon Bean here and conviction, too.
I counted probably at least a half a dozen experts or reporters that did a mea culpa yesterday on Josh Allen.
Yeah, the Josh Allen apology form that is circulating around, that's pretty funny that people put out there.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. NFL appetizers on the way next. We've got some news and notes from around the NFL. Fallout from yesterday, a busy day, including everything happening in Philadelphia, Chicago.
Oh, some HKT coming up. Yeah. Oh, no. Could there be a change?
Oh, there's a change.
Oh.
We have some hot kicker talk with somebody you may be familiar with.
Mm-mm.
We'll get to that and more next. NFL appetizers in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.